So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hameneach Peiros, Lies Mafresh Alein, Truma Umaisris. If someone set aside produce from which to separate Truma Umaisris for other crops, or Mois Lies Mafresh Alein Maiser Sheni, money for redeeming Maiser Sheni, Mafresh Alein Becheska Shein Kayamen, Devereb Eliyaza. He may continue to use the produce or the money under the assumption that they still exist. However, im avdu, hareza cheshesh me'es lies. If he discovers that they are lost, he must be concerned regarding the trumas of maitzus of a 24-hour period. The Gemara brings a machlokes whether this refers to me'es lies shel bedika, everything separated within the last 24 hours before his discovery, or me'es lies shel hanacha, everything separated after the first 24 hours from when he set them aside. The Gemara points out that the expression me'es lies a full day, as opposed to ad me'es lies until a full day, supports the first explanation. However, chaluka nolav chaveyev al Rabbi Lazar, the Chacham disagree and maintain lo'olam chashinan. None of the ma'aser he separated is valid all the way back to the hanacha, which is the last time we were certain that it existed, as demonstrated in the following Mishnah. Mikveh shenimded v'nimtza chaser. If a mikveh was measured and found to be missing water, kol tahara shenasu agabav l'mafreya, bein b'shus ha'yocha, bein b'shus ha'rabim, t'meyos. All objects that were immersed in the mikveh are considered tummy all the way back to when the mikveh was last measured and found to have the requisite amount. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, B'shleisha prakam b'yit k'nesayayin. The wine that he set aside from which to separate trumas and maisus must be checked 3 times a year to ensure that it has not spoiled, as Rashi explains, for if it became vinegar, ein taimin menachem etzal yayin. The 3 times are Bikidum Shal Meitze HaChag, when the eastern winds blow after Sukkot, and the Gemara adds Shal Tekufa, only after Tekufas Tishrei, the autumn equinox has begun. Ubay Tzos Smadar, when the blossoms fall off and the grapes appear in their clusters. Ubashas Knesis Mayim Bebaiser, when the grapes begin to fill with juice. The Gemara brings several other events that take place 3 times a year. Begimel Prakim Meichun Es HaTavua, there are 3 seasons for selling wheat. Lefnei Hazera, Ubeshas Hazera, Ubepreis HaPesach, during the planting season, after the planting season, and immediately before Pesach. Similarly, Begimel Prakim Meichun Es HaYayin, there were 3 seasons for selling wine, Bepreis HaPesach, Ubepreis HaTzeres, Ubepreis HaChag, during the periods preceding Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Veshemen, Metzaras Ve'elech, oil was sold any time after Shavuos. However, Mikam Ve'elech, Kol Yom Mepirkehu, after these times pass, they may be sold at any time. The Gemara explains the relevancy of these times, L'shutfen. One partner may sell these products without his partner's knowledge during these times. The Gemara now elaborates on the east wind. The Pasuk in Yoyna says, V'yihi kizroyach ha-shemesh, V'yiman elikim urach kodim charishes, describing the east wind as charishes. At first, the Gemara explains the word charishes as charisha plowing, because b'sho shemen ha-sheves, Isim tulamim tulamim b'yam. It is a strong wind that causes waves in the ocean, which appear like furrows created by plowing. However, the Gemara points out that the pasuk continues, "Vatach Hashemesh al Rosh Yonah v'yis'alof." Yonah felt faint, indicating that it was a hot, stifling wind. Therefore, the Gemara explains it as charisha, keeping quiet, because b'shoshem minasheves meshatekes kala ruachis mipaneha. It cancels the cooling effects of other winds. The Gemara cites a pasuk that describes other effects of the eastern wind. Kihu bein achim yafri, yove kodim ruach Hashem mimidbar oila. Although he is fruitful, an eastern wind shall come, v'yevish mekari, and dry his source. This refers to mekari shal isha, the womb, because isha mapelis by the wind causes a woman to miscarry. The pasuk continues, v'yecher of mayone, and his spring will dry up, which means afil shichve zere shebimei isha mastrachas by. Even the zera in the womb loses its effectiveness, even within 3 days. The pasuk concludes, "Hu yishta oitzer kokli chemda." It will plunder his treasures, which means afila mergolias shebayam merakebes boy. Even the pearls in the ocean decay. The Gemara adds another effect, "Afila shufta bekufina demora rafia." The handle in a hoe loosens because the wind dries the wood, causing it to shrink. Similarly, afila sichta betafna rafia. A peg in the wall loosens. Similarly, a fill of kanya bekufta rafia. Even the reeds in the basket loosen. The Gemara now describes the characteristics of the other winds. Dalid ruches menashves b'chol yom. The wind blows daily from all four directions, and the northern wind blows with all of them. Otherwise, the world would not survive because, as Rashi explains, it's a calm wind and counteracts the effects of the other winds. For example, v'ruach d'roim is kasher mikulam. The southern wind is particularly harsh. V'elmoli ben neitz mamida machreves kol ha'olam kulay mipanah. A malach who resembles a hawk blocks it with his wings, or else it would destroy the world. Hanilach perek kol haget. We have Baruch Hashem completed the third perek, and we'll begin the fourth perek, Hashelech, in the next daf, be'ezus Hashem.